You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to an episode of Marketing News Canada. I'm thrilled to introduce you to Daryl, who is the managing lead in charge of digital Main Street. Daryl has extensive experience working with public-private partnerships, developing outcome-based programming focused on technology adoption for small business and community building and planning. To date, over 50,000 businesses have engaged with and received support through Digital Main Street. And through his work, Daryl has led multidisciplinary teams and helped create award-winning local economic development programs. Woo! A passionate small business advocate and youth mentor, Daryl is also a seasoned entrepreneur. Daryl, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Darren.
So those that have yet to hear about Digital Main Street, tell me about kind of its impetus and what it is today. What is it up to?
Yeah, so at our core, Digital Main Street is, if we strip it all back, we're a simple nonprofit organization that wants to help small businesses grow through adopting technology and really kind of bridging that gap from bricks to clicks. Helping them understand the importance of the fact that it's not one or the other, but we live in a world where you have to have kind of that multi-channel approach.
That's amazing. And how did it start? What did it look like, kind of like its origin story?
Yeah, it's actually quite funny, and I'll send an image of this for you after, just so you have it for reference. Yeah. But back in about November 2014, so my boss, our leader John Carew, who's the executive director of Tabia, but also the founder of DMS, he was out one night with some colleagues from the City of Toronto's Economic Development Department, doing strategy planning, thinking about what's next, trying to develop programs. And, came up with this concept for, helping drag businesses into the 21st century and really helping them understand the importance of digital. And again, referencing 2014, this was quite a long time ago before it was, a bit of a fad, I'll call it, right? And it was that night that he actually drew the concept and the name of Digital Main Street on like a restaurant napkin.
That is
and
cool.
So there's just this like this little street and it says Digital Main Street and, help them become better consumers, understand the importance of bricks and clicks. And really it was just, there was a lot of programming to help businesses, but nothing that was very digitally focused. Yeah. If you needed help with a business plan, there was a path. If you needed help with your taxes or accounting, there was a path. If you needed legal help, there was a path. So this was kind of just, John's way of identifying that this was a very clear gap in the market that needed to be filled.
Wow. That is awesome. And today you've been able to work with some amazing partners, some of which have been on the show. I know Tristan Lee from Google was the one who introduced us. So tell me about being able to work with like Google and Shopify and others.
Yeah. So, and you know, a way to put me on the spot, because hopefully I can remember this. So we have an absolutely wonderful group of partners. So Google, MasterCard, Microsoft, Shopify, Lightspeed, Square, Intuit QuickBooks, and Facebook Canada. Yeah. So that's our core group. We're very, very fortunate because they support the program. Without them, we wouldn't have had a program 6 years ago when we launched.
Yeah.
But continuing on, they've done everything from, provide discounts on products to provide access to tools, to help us launch new programs like our Shop Here Powered by Google program, and a number of other initiatives that we have coming down the pipeline. But it really, it goes so much deeper than that, Darian. Yeah. It's we're integrated in literally everything we do, from a content standpoint to a training standpoint, thought leadership events, which is why I emphasize the word partnership. We really do have fully integrated partners, and I could not be more thankful for them.
It's really cool. So do you have any examples of someone that maybe took the training or received the benefit of it that you are pretty excited about or pretty proud of?
Yeah, and again, I'll share some links. We've got tons of case studies on the site. I think, one that stands out, just because I just mentioned the Shop Here Powered by Google program. We had a pretty famous tea shop here in Toronto. It was called Plenty.
Okay.
And they were on Queen Street West, for anyone who knows, very trendy, hip neighborhood. And right at the start of COVID, they unfortunately had to close because, most of their business was, foot traffic going to and from work and everything like that. Wonderful business, wonderful brand, wonderful business owners. And they were able to pivot with the help of the Shop Here Powered by Google program in less than 2 weeks to having a full e-commerce presence and their business is booming.
Wow.
So we've seen a lot of stories like that. We've seen a lot of stories of, people that have been laid off from their jobs and decided to finally follow their dreams and start their business. And we've been, along, for that kind of part of the journey. And that's in a lot of ways, that's pretty magical too, because you're seeing people really, take that next step, take that chance and map it all out, right? Which is really cool. But no, we've got literally thousands of stories and we share them very, very often on our pages.
It's incredible. And what about you? What excites you or gets you kind of revved up about the job you get to play and the role you get to play in the world?
Yeah, I think it's just I've been a small business guy my whole life by nature. Relatives that were small business owners, most parts of my career have been either small business focused or nonprofit slash charity focused. So it's a very nice mix of kind of all of my interests. And I think, I've always been someone who's very purpose driven. So, being able to, lead this organization in a way where, we have a very clear mandate and we've been able to do some really, really cool things, soon to be expanding across Canada. And, it's looking back on being the first employee and now kind of seeing that growth that we've had and all the businesses we've supported and really being able to impact change, I think is something that, is definitely the big driver from a motivation standpoint. But also just it's we get to do so many cool things on a day-to-day basis. And we get to work with our partners and we get to do cool events and we get to, work with businesses that are either transitioning or growing or optimizing. And it's every day there's something new, but it's always, like I said, it's always tied to that kind of overall purpose, which I think has been very important for me personally.
That's awesome. So there's some agencies that are listening and there's some business owners that are listening and wondering, how can I best help whether the small businesses that come to me as an agency or the small businesses that I own and run or I'm a part of or that I do marketing for? What would you say is like, man, this is my best like tip. Like this is the best thing we've seen as far as like a hyper drive or man, if they did this, this has kind of been a common thread where it's really kind of helped the business to go.
Yeah, I think it's interesting and it's a great question because a big part of our mandate is really, we put an emphasis on helping businesses become smarter consumers is usually what I say. And what I mean by that is, obviously pre-COVID things have changed now, but small businesses in Toronto and I'm sure everywhere else, they'd have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different salespeople in their store every day, whether it was, point of sale systems, loyalty programs, et cetera. And a lot of times they would just get caught up and see the new shiny toy and maybe it doesn't make sense to them. Maybe it doesn't actually fit their needs. Maybe it doesn't actually solve that problem. So a lot of it is, we want to empower business owners to feel like they, can ask those questions and identify red flags and know what they're looking for. But then to flip that around from, an agency or anyone that's really supporting small businesses, I think the biggest thing is just transparency and understanding your audience. Understanding that, it's probably pretty scary for these business owners to be talking about changing digitally. They've been doing things for 5, 10, 15, 20 years a certain way. They're finally now exploring it. And unfortunately, like in any other industry, there are horror stories of, contracting a vendor for whatever project XYZ and maybe they don't finish it, maybe they disappear. And I think, a lot of small business owners have kind of, fear paralysis over things like that. So, being as transparent as you can and, understanding where they're coming from in their mindset and just, incorporating that into the way that you deal with them, the way that you talk to them, the questions that they ask, laying out details. I think that will go a long way into just, building that comfort level with them and letting them know they can trust you.
That's awesome. And this next year, as far as like trends within small businesses, what are you seeing? What excites you or what are you kind of looking forward to?
I'm definitely excited for the rebound. I think, we're starting to see it now, even before mandates were lifted. I think, we're starting to see, that foot traffic come back to life. I think we're starting to see people, realize how much they miss downtowns and actually shopping in person and stuff like that. I think the one that is the most exciting to me is, and I've said this for a while, but I think, the one benefit that we saw over the last few years was we finally have seen a conscious shift in consumer behavior.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you'd see a lot of corporate entities in the past where they'd put up a campaign for, one weekend a year and, encouraging you and I to shop small and support local businesses. But then once Monday comes, campaign is over, that support is gone, et cetera. But I think we're at a point now where people are understanding, how valuable these small businesses are to our economy, to our downtowns, to everywhere. And you're seeing people make these conscious decisions to go out of their way to support them. And that is something that we've actually seen a shift in.
Yeah.
And so I think just continuing to see that where, that support local mantra is just becoming a day-to-day part of our lives is going to be very cool. But I also think just continuing to see, businesses adapt. Like it's even now things are consistently changing, right? Looking at, new platforms and new means of commerce, I'll call it. I'm thinking of like the, being able to buy on TikTok and stuff like that and being able to buy directly on, all the social platforms and like, you've now got, 47 different touch points where you can have a customer buy your product from you. It really, there's no excuses. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see how businesses kind of come to the table with stuff like this and react to changes And, you know, but also at the same time, it's going to be very important that they don't take it for granted. It's not, you know, this isn't Field of Dreams where just because they have a local business, people are going to come and shop. Like, you still need to make it easy. You still need to make it convenient. And you still need to create a unique value proposition that makes, you know, you or I or anyone else come to that store and make a purposeful decision, right?
It's awesome. And tell me what city are you in? Where are you calling?
So I'm in Toronto.
In Toronto. So favorite small business. What do you love going to? Give me like a lazy Saturday, lazy Sunday. What's kind of your like go-to small businesses that you want to give some shout out, some love to, and highlight why you go there?
There's a lot, but I will zero in on one. It's the one I tend to use the most. There's a little clothing boutique in Toronto. It's called The Legends League.
Yeah.
It's been around as a brand for years, going on well over 10 years. Physical location for less than that, about 5 or 6 years. Very, very simple clothing boutique, but just an absolutely wonderful business owner. Just everything about, you know, the way he conducts himself and his business. And that's the other important thing, I think, just in this kind of combining answers here.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see business owners also continue to come to that realization that they are the brand.
Yeah.
You know, when you interact with a small business owner, a lot of the times you're going there because, you know, Darian is the owner. Yeah. And, you know, I have a great time every time I come in and you say hi with a big smile on your face. And so the owner of this store is the exact same thing. Mm. You know, always welcome to talk to customers. Very, very engaging. You know, sometimes he'll be sitting there in the front, you know, designing his new product. And, you know, you walk in and he's just kind of sitting there doing his thing. But it's just, it creates that environment where, you know, it's just a cool place to go to, but also like small things. Like, you know, when COVID first hit, he literally shut down his business and he launched a campaign called Change for 100, where, you know, for the better part of a year and a half, he was giving $100 grocery gift cards to single parent families. Sorry.
Wow.
And was able to do almost $200,000 in gift cards for that. So just like, it's just one of those people that, you know, I happen to love the clothing and everything like that. And, you know, all his products, but like, you also just like the kind of person you just want to support.
Yeah.
If I can say it that way.
No, that's cool. That's really cool.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Joe, you feel ready for the rapid fire?
Always. Bring it on.
I'm excited. There's some things in here I want to know. So, Daryl, what I want to know, first of all, is what was your first job?
I just hesitated there because I did my first job, technically, I'm going to say maybe wasn't legal because I was too young at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I worked for an Italian barber in my neighborhood, just cleaning up the shop and running errands. And I just, you know, kind of became a bit of a, you know, an admin person, I guess you could call, but just doing a bit of everything.
That's awesome.
That was back when I was 13.
That's great. That's great. I can just imagine you. That's cool. Night owl or early bird?
Two parts of this. So pre-COVID, definitely early bird.
Yep.
Since COVID, definitely night owl.
Okay.
I've definitely seen my kind of schedules and just like day-to-day life switch.
Yeah. Cat or dog person?
Dog, 100%.
What was the first thing that you ever marketed?
It depends on what we use as the definition. Yeah. You know, I used to have a business selling like concert and sport tickets, so I guess technically there's marketing there. Yeah. I would say, you know, in my like real kind of professional career, it was during my time at the Heart and Stroke Foundation when we were doing a lot of marketing for corporate events and fundraisers and stuff like that.
It's awesome. Dark or milk chocolate?
I'm not picky, either or.
Yeah.
All of it.
Perfect. Great. What is the last charity you supported financially or with your time, and why?
Two. So one would be the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Just because I have a lot of connections there and stuff like that. And then the other would be a small youth center called the Blenheim Youth Center, just outside of Toronto, where I do a lot of volunteer work there. They do a lot of programming for underprivileged youth and stuff like that.
It's awesome. What's a movie you love you can watch over and over and over again?
The Shawshank Redemption, no doubt.
Nice. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Right now? Ooh. Probably Don FM, The Weeknd.
Yeah. Nice. And if you weren't doing this job, you know, in a multiverse world, what would you be doing in an alternative life?
Probably a lawyer,
yeah,
I'd say.
Nice. That's awesome. What's an app on your phone you just can't live without?
Bleacher Report. So it's like a sports aggregator, or The Athletic, one of the two.
Nice.
But something that just gets me my daily sports fix.
Yeah. What's your favorite children's book?
Curious George.
Nice. Best thing you bought for under $10?
Ooh. I don't actually know like what it's called,
yeah.
But it's a bowl.
Yeah.
And it 100% was under $10. It's a bowl for making salads, but it's all like, it's a plastic bowl and it's got all slits in it.
Yeah.
So like you just put everything in and then you just flip it over and then you just like all at once.
Oh, that's genius.
It's called like the 60-second salad maker or whatever. I got it on Kickstarter. It was like $9, but that's definitely one of my favorite items.
That's awesome. And then the tomatoes don't get other things wet when you take it to work.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
This is a tough one. I think, you know, professionally speaking, it's really not to judge someone just by what's said on paper. Thinking about like hiring processes and looking at resumes and stuff like that, and you know, understanding that, you know, some of the most talented people I've ever hired, you know, including myself, I tell a lot of people all the time, like on paper, I should not be doing what I'm doing. I have a kinesiology degree.
That's awesome.
And so really just kind of getting out of that like stigma of like, you know, the pathway and the only pathway is university followed by an MBA, followed by this, followed by that. And just, you know, really looking at kind of those core competencies and everything else. And it's still an ongoing process, but definitely I would say, especially given my position.
It's awesome. Business or marketing books that you recommend?
So I don't know if it would be considered either, but it kind of could loosely. Big fan of the Phil Knight Shoe Dog book.
Yeah,
that's just talking about the Nike origin story.
Yeah.
I thought Scott Galloway's Algebra of Happiness was very well done.
Yeah.
And then just from a motivation perspective, I'm currently working my way through Will Smith's memoirs.
Yeah. Are you doing audio or reading it?
Audio.
Yeah. Nice.
Which is fantastic because he narrates it. So it's like you're just having a conversation with him.
That is really cool. What app do you use for listening to audiobooks?
Audible.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
What's a podcast that you recommend?
Ooh. You know, I mean, I like the standard ones, the national, you know, the news ones, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I, you know, for my own personal taste, you know, the sports kind of entertainment ones, Spit and Chicklets, Joe Rogan, obviously, you know, the Brilliant Idiots, big Andrew Schultz fan.
Yeah.
So just kind of anything in that is more of on my personal taste, but I listen to a lot of things. I listen to a lot of true crime ones like everyone else too, just mixed bag of everything. Yeah.
So have you, are you one of the people that have bought Pink Whitney at the liquor store?
Are you? I have not.
Okay.
I can, you know, scout's honor, I have not purchased a bottle of Pink Whitney.
That's great. What's a newsletter or website that you'd recommend for resources or inspiration?
Well, I feel like I got to shamelessly say the Digital Main Street newsletter, but I'm kidding.
No, it's great. It's a great one.
It's a good question. I'll come back to that one.
Okay.
Because nice. There's a ton. I want to make sure I don't leave anyone out or forget anyone.
Any life hacks that you'd be willing to share?
I mean, I've got lots. I just got to figure out which one. Yeah. Definitely get a bowl of slits in it if you want to make salads very easily and you don't want to have it be super time consuming. No, I'm a big fan of trying to combine things.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way I got into audiobooks was, you know, I got into a bit of a pattern where it was like, okay, I can either go and work out or go for a run or something, or I can read.
Yes.
So I kind of, you know, this allowed me to kind of do both, and, you know, I can listen to an audiobook while I go for a run or if I'm working out or whatever. I've become a big fan of like trying to combine things and find ways to just find economies of scale in my everyday life.
That's awesome.
And I know it's not a life hack, but it is something that I'm a big believer in now is meditation.
No, that's cool. That's great. It's totally a life hack.
I think it helps with everything. Yeah. So, would recommend that for everybody.
That's awesome. I learned it. I got the app Loom last year Noom. And it gave me the idea of combining something I love doing, which was listening to good music. And running, which I wasn't that excited about, and I started listening to good music when I ran, and it kind of combined those two things, so it got me motivated to run. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Have you found a great app that you meditate with, or a resource that you use?
I use the I think it's called Muse.
Okay, nice.
I have their headband and the app and everything. Yeah.
Very cool. And just going back to your favorite word right now.
Oh. I would say vibe.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. I like
I've
it.
just I've been all I've been big into like, you know, just the positive energy and, you know, good headspace and everything the last, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. So it's I've been focused on just trying to create a positive vibe at all times.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I like that. And if you can choose to keep it good, and yeah, I like that. Newsletter website that you recommend for resources, inspiration, any other ones? Which Digital Main Street is a great one. I subscribe personally, so I can attest to that.
I'm looking at my inbox right now because I get so many. I think it would depend on, you know, the day and everything like that, but just because there was a really good one this morning, I'm a big fan of the DTC newsletter.
Okay, nice.
I get that daily. So it's a good read. It's just a kind of a good way to start the day. Honestly, like I think it really depends on the industry that you're in.
No, for sure.
I would just recommend making sure that you have something that's tied to your industry coming into your inbox every day. You know, if it's retail, get the Retail Insider newsletter. If it's, you know, product marketing, make sure you have something that's tied to that. If it's, you know, sales, then get the sales tips and tricks in your inbox. Just it's having something that's you know, remotely tied to what you're doing, just as a bit of a motivation at the start of the morning, I find has been a big boost.
Wow. That's great.
Just being able to, you know, have a pulse on what's going on in the industry, right?
That's awesome, man. Any closing remarks, thoughts that you want to share with listeners?
No, I want to thank you for having me on. I know, you know, we've talked about it for a while, so I appreciate it as always. And I would just, yeah, it's, you know, some exciting things coming down the pipeline for small businesses. I'm not 100% sure exactly when this is going to air, but by
probably
that
3 weeks.
time, I would
In 3 weeks, we'll be
okay.
live.
So by that time, yeah, we'll definitely be across Canada.
Yes. I'm very exciting.
So
So
we'll
that's
be working.
exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So a bit of an exclusive there. We will be across Canada working in most provinces. So going to be some really exciting opportunities for small businesses to receive support, some grant funding, all of the above. And yeah, just we're going to continue to do some cool stuff. If anyone wants to reach out, info@digitalmainstreet.ca. I monitor that inbox personally. It's not just
Okay.
a generic one. I know sometimes people will just give out the generic standard email. And I'd be happy to chat with anyone. But no, I just, yeah, I mean, for anyone listening, if you know, if you want to connect about Digital Main Street or you just want to connect about anything, as Darian kind of, you know, hinted at the start, you know, that's how him and I met. You know, just had a friendly conversation and it's kind of blossomed from there. And, you know, now we've got a number of things in the works. But yeah, I'm always open to chats and conversations. Would welcome anyone reaching out.
Thanks, Daryl. We'll make sure we put that info in the show notes as well. But Daryl, thank you for all you've been doing as part of the Digital Main Street team for small businesses behind the scenes, you know, that we've heard about as well. There's probably countless of hours and work that no one has seen. But I think for organizations that are really the heartbeat of Canada, you know, we have so many small businesses that make up the DNA of our nation, and appreciate all that you're doing for those, again, bricks and mortars, those small businesses, those micro businesses that are our parents and our aunts and our uncles and our, you know, grandparents and our neighbors that are really the heartbeat of our economy.
And sorry, Darren, I'd be remiss if I just didn't, you know, I'm very fortunate to work with, you know, what I consider to be one of the best teams in the country. So
Amazing.
I'm not going to name them all, but just, you know, just want to give a shout out to the entire DMS team. Top to bottom, couldn't have done this without any of them, and it really is a labor of love amongst our entire team. So it's definitely any recognition the organization gets is a reflection on the entire team. So I just want to give them a bit of a shout out.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada.
Thank you for having me, and looking forward to seeing what comes next.
Nice. Thanks everyone for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.